The Productivity Commission has raised concerns that the federal government's $3 billion water buyback may end up purchasing the wrong amount of water. It backs up irrigators' concerns that water purchases aren't being effectively targeted and have limited benefits for the environment. It comes on top of reports that only a third of the water purchased in the past financial year has actually made its way into the rivers as real water. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Over the next decade, the federal government will spend $3.1 billion to buy water from farmers in a bid to improve the health of the Murray-Darling system. The buyback operates on a policy of no regrets, presuming that water for the environment is so severely under-allocated that there's little risk of purchasing the wrong water. But the Productivity Commission disagrees, saying if this continues, purchases could end up the wrong amount or distribution of entitlements. Professor Mike Young directs the Environment Institute at the University of Adelaide.
We could very easily end up with an environmental portfolio made up particularly of air and not of real water and real opportunities to manage cleverly. Government's chosen to go down what is ultimately going to be a very complicated process, which will be very, very difficult to get right, and hence the Productivity Commission's warning. Clearly, the more right you get the portfolio, the less water you have to buy. The more clumsily you buy the water, the more water you have to buy.
Professor Mike Young says it's a very real risk that the government is buying the wrong water.
You'd expect an environmental manager to want to be able to stockpile water so you can create a medium sort of level flood from time to time. And there are very strict carryover restrictions that apply to any water that's bought. You'd expect them to have to be very, very careful in terms of what water was bought so that you could deliver environmental outcomes rather than have environmental water that can't deliver outcomes because it's held in the wrong form and the wrong way.
Denny O'Brien is the chief executive of the National Irrigators Council. He says there are flaws in the method used by the government to purchase water.
Doesn't set any target or outcome that the government wants to achieve in terms of the environment with its buyback process. Certainly they have said that the needs of the environment are so great that they can just go in and buy as much water as possible. But we're concerned at the impact that has on irrigation communities and irrigators themselves, not least the impact that it potentially has on the taxpayer if the government overshoots the mark in the water that it needs.
The Australian Conservation Foundation disagrees. Dr. Arlene Barkin says the no regrets policy is needed until the basin-wide sustainability plan is established.
By the middle of next year, we should have a much clearer view of exactly what our sustainable diversion limits are from each river valley and how much water our important wetlands and rivers need. But until we have that basin plan in place and no regrets policy of purchasing water in areas which are clearly identified as being environmentally important and in need of watering is a good strategy.
A water trading company has analysed water purchases made by the federal government over the last financial year. Tom Rooney is the chief executive of Waterfind and says 65% of water purchased has not yet been transferred.
Well, out of the 521,000 or so megalitres which have been announced to have been purchased by the federal government, we estimate that 182,000 of those have been actually settled through government registry.
The Climate Change Minister Penny Wong's office says contracts have been exchanged for 545 gigalitres of water purchased up until August, but it takes time for the purchases to be registered. The Productivity Commission's draft report on market mechanisms for recovering water in the Murray-Darling Basin is due next month.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.